Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. My name is Mike Salmon, along with my co-host, a man who needs no introduction. Hello, man with no name. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm very good. Stephen Jillian, by the way, for those of you that may not already know. Looking good today. Everything been going well?
Everything is going fantastic. I missed you last week. I missed coming on the show. It was...
Well, then quit not coming to the show.
Well, okay. Well, then tell me when it's going to be. You know, I didn't get the update, and it sounds like maybe you didn't want me on.
It's only been like 4 months, same day, same time, everything.
Well, that's why you didn't say trusty at the beginning. So I'm losing that moniker.
You're not trusty anymore.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to win that back.
Yeah, your new nickname is Sporadic.
Sporadic Steven.
Anyway, we've got a full house here in the studio. Joining us on Gwinnett Business Radio today from Renaissance Executive Forums, Atlanta East, it's Dennis Daniels. From Elite Cuisines, we have Chef Monique Powell. From HGR Culinary Engineers, Chef Hank Reed. And from You're So Special, Tori Rose. She's not a chef.
But she is special.
But she is special. She's very special. So we will start with Dennis Daniels. And Dennis, great to have you back with us today. You're with Renaissance Executive Forums. And the other folks in the studio with us today are actually part of your group as well. Tell us about your group and what you do and a little bit about the folks you have with us today.
Well, great. Thanks very much for having me back. I really appreciate the opportunity to come back and talk to the folks again. I do have members here today that represent two of my peer advisory boards. And Monique and Hank are from one group, and Tori's from another group. And I have three current peer advisory boards in the Atlanta area, a fourth one to be added later this summer. But the opportunity to get these guys on the air and have them talk a little bit about what the peer advisory board has done to help them in their business, as well as how they can tell the community about their business and sort of showcase the value they add to the community is something we wanted to do today, so we're very happy to be here.
Tell us about your peer advisory board and what is the value that you add to these businesses?
Okay, well, a peer advisory board, very simply, is a situation where if you are a business owner of any type or size and you feel yourself sitting there alone late at night worried about P&Ls, balance sheets, organizational issues, people issues, literally any kind of a business problem that's really concerning you and you're really wondering, do I have my arms around this situation, around this problem? That's what we solve. And we solve that by putting you in a room with other smart business owners from diverse businesses that don't compete with yours, who are specifically your personal board of advisors. And they advise you on literally anything and everything that you want to talk about regarding your business, and they're with you for the long haul.
How did this, and maybe specifically for these businesses in the room today, how did they reach out to you? How did they find you? How do you grow your forums?
Well, a couple of different ways. One, I use telemarketing, and through that, we reach out to people throughout the Atlanta area of all different business sizes and types, and that will get me an opportunity to sit down with them one-on-one and have a very basic introductory discussion about their needs and issues and the value that we can provide for them. Often, I will give them an opportunity to come and visit one of our peer advisory boards and see for themselves how that process works and sort of do a test drive, bring a real problem, a real issue, and let us give them some feedback and advice on how to make it work or how to make the situation better. And from there, typically, they would go ahead and join. The other approaches I use, and a couple of the folks that are here today came to us through this process, and that is on a quarterly basis in the city of Snellville, we invite entrepreneurs in and around the Snellville area, not just Snellville, but probably as far out as about, I'd say, 15 or 20 miles from Snellville. And on a quarterly basis, they come in and listen to presentations and overviews about three fundamental tools that are being offered by a group of entrepreneurs, including myself. One is mentoring. The other is an online portal that's sort of a self-help kind of a process where you can go online and save yourself a lot of time and stress and frustration from Googling everything and searching high and low and making phone calls on just basic business information, how to get started, how to get help, how to get access, doing things like getting government contracts, getting certifications, a lot of good basic stuff. It's a time saver. And then the third tool we offer is a peer advisory board. And it just so happens that I deliver those peer advisory boards in this situation. So, again, a couple of the folks that are here today came to us through that route.
And, Dennis, your peer advisory boards with Renaissance Renaissance Executive Forums is different from just a bunch of business owners getting together and saying, hey, let's do this. Let's help each other. You bring a lot to the table. Talk a little bit about your background. Talk a little bit about why you as the facilitator of these groups is a huge value added bonus.
Okay. Well, that is a difference of between us and just a group of people that are sitting around talking. Some people do, and they call it networking and other things, is facilitation. My background is 30 years in corporate life. After about 5 years in the Marine Corps, way back in the 70s, as an artillery officer, some way I morphed that into human resources as a corporate career for 30 years. So I spent 30 years in corporate America, the last 15 years of that at the C level. I've had the privilege of working for large and small companies that are global in nature. I've lived overseas as an expat in Singapore. I've worked extensively throughout Europe and Asia and Latin America. But what really enabled me to do what I'm doing now is a very rich background, I think, in getting in with senior-level management, middle-level management, and understanding the economics of how a business operates, understanding what's really behind things such as a P&L, a balance sheet. But what are the real value creation mechanisms in an organization? What's the real impact that having a incrementally improved level of leadership and communication, what can that bring to the party above and beyond the systems and processes? In other words, how powerful is it to have the right kind of a leader leading the right kind of people with the right kind of information, the right kind of leadership, and the right kind of clarity above and beyond statistics and metrics and other things? So we get into all those kinds of things in peer advisory boards, but back to the facilitation, my job is to make sure that the value crosses the table. I don't create a lot of the value in the peer advisory board. The members do. My job is to make sure everyone's asking for help and everyone's offering help to each other. So it's really like an exchange, and what gets traded across the table is advice. So the way this model works is you do three things. One, you show up. Second, you ask for advice. And third, you offer advice. And as long as those things are happening, we've got a very, very powerful value-added tool. So distinguishing us from other kinds of things like networking groups and chambers of commerce, which are all good and do things in their own right, when you come to one of our meetings, you walk into these meetings like any other meeting with problems and issues back at the office. The difference with us is, distinguishing us from other types of formats, is when you leave our meeting, you leave with actual solutions. You don't leave there after listening to a panel discussion on macroeconomics and what's going on with the euro and what's going on in Washington. Well, now that's a great rubber chicken lunch. Now I got to go back to the office and deal with these same old problems again. You actually brought those problems into our meeting, and you walk out with solutions or recommendations to go fix them.
We're talking with Dennis Daniels with Renaissance Executive Forums. Where do you see your company growing? Where do you see the Executive Forums going? What is your plan with the group?
Well, the plan for each of the group is to continue to grow organically. So that means for each group, I'd like to see the membership grow to its maximum level. Of the three groups we have right now, or that I've got right now in the Atlanta area, I'd say each of them range in capacity from about 60 to 80% full. So obviously I want to continue fleshing those out to full capacity. And for us, the sweet spot is about 8 to 10 people. You get more than 10 people in the room, it's too crowded. You really don't have enough time in the time frame for our meetings to spend on each member's business in enough depth. The other thing I want to do is continue to expand the number of groups that I have. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I have three groups right now in the Atlanta area. Through mergers and acquisitions, otherwise known as M&A, I'm going to be adding a fourth one later this summer. In fact, about 6 weeks from now, mid part of August. And that'll get me to four. So with that, I'd say my capacity right now without adding staff is going to be probably about 90%. So what that really means is I could probably go up to about five groups before I start layering this thing down and sort of building an empire, if you will. So maybe in the next 3 or 4 years, as I continue to add groups, I'll bring staff on that do what I do, particularly in terms of facilitation, and can continue to grow as long and as large as we want to as I continue to bring on board people to help facilitate the meetings.
Dennis, can you break down for us what a typical meeting would look like when, if I walked in as a business owner as part of this group? What can I expect? How long? What's it going to look like? Okay. Obviously, it sounds like there's some flexibility.
Yes, there is.
There's some tailoring.
But there's also a core process that's involved, which is, again, part of the backbone or foundation of where the value comes from, is sticking with core processes that are tried and true and actually work. So a typical peer advisory board meeting based on the revenue size would range anywhere from 4 to 5 hours in a session, which we call a forum, and that happens one day a month. So every one of our peer advisory boards meets once a month for what we call half a day. That half a day will again be either 4 or 5 hours. The real high-end revenue of the multi-million dollar groups, those are the 5 hours. People below that, they meet for the 4 hours. But the concept within each of those groups is the same. It breaks down into three main parts. One is what we call the roundtable discussion. So as the name suggests, it's a roundtable where every member of the group, we call it the board, peer advisory board, because it's the personal board of advisors for each member. So every member of the board has an opportunity to ask for advice and help on some basic things. It could be things like, I'm looking for a marketing person and two or three of the other folks have marketing people. What are some of the questions I should ask a marketing candidate? It could be about any advice given me on a, you could give me on a site selection process. I'm looking to add a new facility. Some of you are multi-site owners. This is my first time going out and acquiring an additional site. So things you can talk about in about 15 or 20 minutes. The second component, which is really the core of everything we do, and in my mind, the most significant value add that we have, is called the focused executive review. That's when we will have in advance selected one member of each board to be the focused executive for that particular meeting. I will have worked with that person ahead of time, developing a very basic bullet point outline of what is your issue, why is this strategically relevant to your business, give me some background, and there may be a couple of attachments, what is the current situation, and then specifically, where do you want some help from the board? That will be the format of the outline. So during the course of the meeting, we tee up that outline. The person themselves, who's the peer, who is the focused executive for that meeting, will actually tee it up themselves and present a very general overview of that outline. Then we'll do clarification questions, and then we dive in with the input and the advice. And we will spend as much of the meeting time on that focused executive as we need to, because that's the single most important thing we do. The third component that we have typically in each meeting is what we call the educational component. And that's where I will have in advance of the meeting solicited input from the members. What are the topics you want to learn more about? What are things that are important to you? And these are things that range anywhere from negotiating skills, neuromarketing, how the brain makes buying decisions, how to slow down the commoditization of your products and services, how to deal with risk management issues, dealing with P&Ls and balance sheets, or sort of the finance for non-financial managers, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Basically, whatever topics they want to learn about. So that would be the third component. But the point I really want to make is the single most important thing we do is the focused executive. So if I need to take away from something, I'll cut back on the education component a little bit to allow more time, because it's very important that that focused executive walk out of that meeting with a list of things to go do, actual solutions.
Wow, that's a lot of great value and great stuff there. Dennis Daniels with Renaissance Executive Forums is our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Dennis, for those business owners or business leaders that want to find out more information about you, your peer advisory group, where should they go to find out that information?
Well, there's several ways to reach me. One, you can go to my website, which is www.executiveforums.com. And there'll be a very easy link right there on the first page to click and ask for information on joining. Second, you can email me. My email address is ddaniels@executiveforums.com. And then phone numbers are office 678-924-1925, cell 678-910-7232.
All right. That's Renaissance Executive Forums, Atlanta East. Dennis Daniels is the president and owner. Thanks so much, Dennis. And we'll talk now to a couple of your members. All right. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio, Chef Monique Powell. She's the executive chef with Elite Cuisines. Good morning, Monique. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good to have you here on the show. First of all, tell us all about your company and the services you provide.
Yes, my company is Elite Cuisines. It's a unique catering and personal chef service. And we provide services from catering, personal chef, cooking classes, and express meals.
How long have you been doing this? What got you into cooking?
I started when I was a kid. My dad owned a vegan restaurant in the Virgin Islands. So that's where my background of culinary started. And after that, I went into formal education. I graduated from the Johnson & Wales University in 2002 with my degree in culinary arts. And shortly after, about 2005 is when I started the personal chef service in Florida. And so now I'm new to Georgia, and I'm getting started here as well.
Well, welcome to Georgia.
Thank you.
Tell us about your catering and your personal chef services.
The catering and personal chef services, we offer all variety from corporate, personal, from intimate dinners for couples on honeymoons, weddings, things of that sort. And we also offer personal chefing for families at a more high-end level when it comes to the catering and personal chef aspect of the business. Our corporate catering is pretty much, we focus on creating and improving employee retention, where we do birthday incentives. You don't have to worry about it. We'll take care of it for you. We'll call. We'll do the reminders. We'll let you know what we'll be sending on that particular date based on the preferences that you've selected. And we also do business meetings and private meetings as well.
Now, among the many several services that you offer, you can help people like me that basically can just boil some pasta, and that's about it. I don't have many cooking skills, but you actually offer classes. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, yes. Right now, we're working on making some changes to our group cooking classes. And so we're trying to get something that's more effective online so that we can get to more people and that families can enjoy it, not just in Georgia, but throughout the U.S. and even throughout the world ultimately. And right now we still do offer our private classes, and this is for individuals at home if you just want to have that time with your family and friends, or if you're doing perhaps a birthday party or something like that and you want to do a nice get together, we do still offer those personal classes.
I wanted to focus on one of the parts where you talked about express meals, because when I hear express meals, unfortunately, and please forgive me for this, I think of a garbled microphone that I can't understand they're saying as I'm in my car going through a drive-thru. I'm assuming it's a lot better than that. I'm assuming there's a lot more to it. So tell us a little bit about the express meals part of your business.
Yes, your assumption is correct. The express meals is created for individuals on the go. With just throughout doing my personal chefing, I've done meals for a lot of high-end clientele. I'm also a certified personal fitness chef. So I've prepared meals for athletes like Lamont Odom, Kenyatta Walker, Michael Hawthorne, and some other prestigious people in the community. And the express meals was really my way of giving back to individuals like you and I who can't afford to spend that $600-$700 a week to have a chef come in and prepare meals catered specifically to your dietary or culinary needs. But you want to be able to have meals for you and your family that's affordable. So the express meals are a variety of meals that's online. It's easy as point, click, eat. You can have it delivered to your home, or you can pick it up at our commercial kitchen if you choose. And it starts at about maybe $20, and it feeds up to a family of four. And it pretty much changes throughout the week or month, so we often recommend that you check back often. We look and see what's in, what's trending for that season, and we really try to add to that so that you're not missing out on anything. And it's really designed where you just either put it in the oven or the microwave, whichever form is most convenient for you, and you can have dinner in a matter of minutes. And it's very healthy in terms of we don't add any preservatives. You can order for a week worth of meals. You can order by the day. And for some of the clients that I have that are single that said, you know what, I can't really do the four meals, we can split it up to two meals separately packaged so that you can freeze the rest for that time frame. It's also great for individuals that have family visiting in town and you really don't have the time to prepare the meals for them, as well as individuals that are expecting or have just, got a baby or injury, surgery or something to that effect, where you're not able to do as much as you can, but we all have to eat.
So Mike, you can boil pasta, you said, but you can also point, click, and eat.
I can do the point, click, and eat.
I like that. That's a good plan.
I like
for
that
you.
A lot. We're talking with Chef Monique Powell with Elite Cuisines. Now, Monique, you're here as a guest of Dennis Daniels with Renaissance Executive Forums. You're part of the Peer Advisory Board. Tell us about your association with the board and how has it helped your business?
The Peer Advisory Board, I learned about that through another guest that's on the show, and that's Hank Reed. And he told me a little bit about how this board assists with individuals that are starting their businesses or in business already. After my first meeting, I signed up right away. The value that I got from this board was the things that you think about when it comes to your business. Sometimes you're so involved in the process of your business that you don't see things from other perspectives, because you're so engulfed in what you're doing. And this peer advisory board brings so many different point of views that will help you step back and say, you know what, I didn't think about it that way, or I should probably consider this. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to agree with every single thing, but the value that it brings really makes you open your mind to what you can do better. And I think just with the amount of people that were there contributing just based on their desire to want to see you succeed really brought so much more to the team. And there really was no sugarcoating. I say that for the bakery, if I want to sugarcoat something. So it's really
a chef joke.
So it's really just straight up direct questions and answers that really gets you to the core. And it really makes you feel like they value your time. They value your success as a business owner and as an individual. And that what you're going to walk away with is something way more valuable than you've actually walked in with. There's been times when I've been working on a document or something like that, and I would forward it over to Dennis and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. And he won't say you need to change this, but it'll come off more like I would recommend. And so at that point, it's up to you to decide what you want to do. But when you step back and you look, there's a recommendation in addition to why. It's not just you should do this, but it's you should do this because. And a lot of the changes that I've made has increased revenue for me and has made me open my eyes to a lot more aspects and opportunities that are out there.
Dennis, it sounds like Chef Monique is really using the peer advisory board the way you see a business using the board.
Yeah, she's a great example of it. And as she said, it's no sugarcoating. But, you know, I do want to say to folks that the value in this is that you're going to come and get what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And people who are serious about being a member of the board don't want to come and hear the sugarcoating. You know, they don't want to be pacified or whatever. So on one hand, it's absolutely not an inquisition. You know, you don't sit in front of a heavy, hot lamp on one seat and there's a tribunal in front of you. We sit around a table. It's casual. I serve breakfast. It's relaxed, but it is focused. And we are going to cut to the chase and say, look, if you really want to make this thing work or make this thing better, we suggest you change this, keep that, take this in, or take this out, and here's why. Just like you said, we always not just say what, but we always talk about the why as well.
Monique, for those that want to find out more about Elite Cuisines and look into your services, tell us how they can get in touch with you or find out more information.
There are different ways that you can get in touch with me. You can visit my website at www.elitecuisines.com, and that's cuisines with an S. And the number is 678-817-8122. And if you're not in Georgia or if it becomes a long-distance call from your phone, you can do 1-877-955-CHEF, and that's 2433. And as a courtesy to our listeners, I also created a code for you to try out our services for 20% off. During your checkout, you can enter a GBR, Gwinnett Business Radio, at the certificate spot. And it'll take off 20% off of your order online at elitecuisines.com. Just select the Order Now tab.
I'm hungry now all of a sudden.
Eat, point, click, discount. I like that.
Eat, point, click. Wait, you're backwards. It's point, click, eat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was so wanting to eat. Point,
gotcha.
Click, discount, eat. How's that?
All right, just be quiet. I'm going to turn your mic off.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Chef Monique Powell with Elite Cuisines, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is the man responsible for getting Monique involved with the Peer Advisory Board, another chef, Chef Hank Reed with HGR Culinary Engineers. Hank, welcome to the program. Tell us all about HGR Culinary Engineers, and what is a culinary engineer?
Well, that's a very fair question, but I will say before I get started, I'm kind of proud to be here. Chef Monique's a tough act to follow, and I'm glad I was able to bring her in on this. Just to kind of cover what I mean in regards to a culinary engineer, some of my educational background started in engineering. I was a dual degree major at Clark Atlanta University, and that was my focus until the tuition money ran out. So, you know, we had to find another path. So the good decision to make was the one that said everybody's going to have to eat. So that's how I ended up in the culinary field. So I used those same processes in my food service provisions. You know, everyone has a complication or a challenge in regards to different things. Culinary engineers, we find solutions. We find solutions to problems in communities, solutions to problems in businesses that offer food services. And that's where I, you know, pretty much start, where I make my offerings. The businesses, there's so many people that want to get into the restaurant businesses, and so many people who have their grandmother's favorite recipe and they think that they can just start up a restaurant business. I'm not here to discourage, but I am here to let these people know that, you know, there are processes that have to be taken. And when you get into the culinary field, you have to use your head instead of your heart. A lot of times I tell people, just because that's the recipe that you and your family enjoy might not be the one that's gonna support your business. So HGR Culinary Engineers is a division of actually Trinity Community Culinary Institute. That is an offering that we have in the community to mentor young people and also help with job training for people in the community in the culinary field. The different aspects of the business, you know, right now we're in a phase to where there's more of a need for the consultation and the different things we do to help businesses along. And the mentoring is something that we do when you know, we find the provisions or we have the opportunity to do so. It's been very successful. We've had a lot of parents with kids that they've needed mentors and direction. And you know, I'm a culinary professional. I tell people all the time, if I was a mechanic or a painter or whatever, I'd be doing the same thing. You know, so I cut my teeth in the business years ago, started out at Houston's Restaurant. I got my degree at the Art Institute of Atlanta in 93. And all of the sacrifices that I've made are, you know, what I'm using today to give back. So these two ventures are definitely a passion of mine. Currently working on a project at Panama City Beach, Florida, Miracle Strip Carousel Amusement Park. Got a call. They had a need for food services. So spend a little time on the beach in the summer and selling funnel sticks and doing all kinds of things down there. So, I mean, it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
What is there to follow up with that?
I'm just thinking, I'll do that job. I'll do that job.
You didn't have to go any farther than funnel sticks in Panama City. I'm with you. I'm with you, Hank.
What are some of the challenges as a small business that you face every day?
Well, the biggest challenge is, you know, going in, again, as I mentioned, that struggle between the heart and the head. You know, you have to be sensible in your business. Everyone has a passion. That's why they get into business. But it is the provision of Dennis's peer advisory board is a real circumstance and situation that helps people divide that heart and head struggle. You know, it gives us an opportunity to really evaluate our decision making. And you know, in my case and a lot of other people's case, it is a way to help people with transition within their business. You know, we get started all the time and we get stuck, and a lot of times people give up. But because these type of boards exist, and the structure of this board is so profound in regards to how it helps us think about our business, it encourages us. You know, it doesn't judge us. It allows us to lay it on the table. And trust me, sometimes we sit through some of these meetings and we listen to each other's ideas, and it's like road rage at a table. You know, you really just want to lay into a person and say, what are you thinking about? But, you know, the big thing is, we're able to put it all out there on the table and find a solution and really give, you know, direction in regards to, you know, it's a different way to think about this. Why don't you consider it this way? And the great thing about it, again, is, You know, I've sat at a meeting and wondered why certain people were sitting next to me because I felt like their businesses were so successful. But everyone at every level needs help, and the peer advisory board offers these type of, you know, this avenue to get this type of help.
So Hank, HGR Culinary Engineers specifically, you know, Gwinnett Business Radio, a lot of business owners listen to our programming. You kind of touched on it, but I want you to focus on it a little bit more. What specifically can you offer to business owners? You said something about employee programs. Just kind of talk a little bit about what culinary engineering can bring to business owners and it, that would help them.
Fixing the problem. You know, a lot of people in the restaurant industry, they have these struggles. And early on in my career, you know, I had this saying that a lot of people probably wouldn't get behind, but it was, you know, if you worked in a restaurant for more than 2 years, you probably worked there too long. Now, for me, that was early on because I was ambitious and I wanted to learn everything from everyone. And I knew a 10-year plan at a certain restaurant wouldn't get me that exposure that I needed. And because I've taken that approach, I've had an opportunity to experience a lot of concepts. And not only just to get into these concepts to work. I mean, I've gone over the last 10 years and worked at businesses just to learn how they operate. You know, there are people out there that want to get into business and they want to Applebee's type concept or restaurant. Well, HGR Culinary Engineers can give them that type of idea. You know, we can talk about the pluses and the minuses, the pros and the cons of these different businesses, what make them successful, the things that, you know, that they do that might not be as successful for these particular individuals. And these are for larger companies and smaller companies. But the one thing that these business owners have to understand is they have to want to help. You know, they have to realize that, okay, there's a challenge here. And, you know, I want to put myself in a position where I can get some solutions and get some answers. And these things require a commitment to obtain these services. And, you know, in the end, they benefit you. They give you a perspective that, you know, number one, it's hard to get within your own walls because most of the time you need that third eye to come in to see what's going on within your food service organization. And it could be, you know, anything from just improper procedures with POS system ringing or just guest services and not handling your customers right. So what we do is we come in, we do the evaluations, we make the recommendations, and we train and we coach from the same perspective. There's nothing from that element that we're not experienced in.
We're talking with Chef Hank Reed with HGR Culinary Engineers. Hank, where do you see the next growth in your business? You're doing some great stuff in the community. You're helping a lot of other folks. Where do you see yourself growing? Where do you want to be in 5, 6, 7 years from now?
On the beach.
Selling phone cakes.
Still selling phone cakes. Well, no, I mean, the biggest thing is mentoring. And that's the passion that I have. You know, I want young people and young entrepreneurs to, you know, the restaurant industry is a tough industry and you hear this and it is tough. But if you have a passion for it, there's a way to go about doing it that can allow you to be successful. It's definitely hard work, but it's fulfilling work. I got into the business because they say, you know, you get the prestige and the respect of a doctor and a lawyer. And I feel that way about what I do. You know, it's that important. So, you know, the direction that we go in is one that allows development of younger people to basically be successful contributors in their community and successful contributors in the culinary industry. So through that mentoring process and also helping these business offer the type of environment that nurture that passion in the culinary field, these are the things that we really want to try to focus on in the next 5 years. This is really where we want to be.
And for those that want to know more about your company and to maybe get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, currently the email address is hankreed.pro, hankreed.p@gmail.com. The phone number is 404-642-7075. And again, we are here to offer these services to businesses so that we can add value to the community by just, you know, having, great opportunities for people to get out and dine. Trust me, there's a lot of businesses out there that make a ton of money that just stop trying. They just really just put it on the plate for you. So we want to make a difference and again, offer a future to those who want to, cut their teeth in the culinary industry.
All right. Chef Hank Reed, the professional chef and food services engineer for HGR Culinary Engineers. Thanks so much. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is a good friend of ours, Tori Rose from You're So Special, and the So is S-E-W, and that kind of helps explain her business. Tori, welcome back to the program. Tell us all about You're So Special.
Well, it's good to be here again with you, Mike. And You're So Special, our doing business as name is YSS Athletics, which most people know us by that, but we are an athletic apparel manufacturer. We are the people that are responsible for making uniforms such as cheerleading, football, basketball, track, wrestling, any type uniform that you would need to wear to perform a sports activity in. That's what we do.
Now, you're also part of the Peer Advisory Board, part of one of the members of Dennis's group here. Tell us about the Peer Advisory Board, your association. How has it helped your business?
Yes. I have been so encouraged by our members of being part of the Peer Advisory Board. One of the things that right off the bat helped me was to grow as a leader. I'm seen as a leader and I am a leader, but there are certain things that I was just fearful to take a stand on, and putting that out there. And oftentimes people in our group didn't even realize that and recognize that, but just coming together on a monthly basis and talking about issues within your organization and knowing that, these people care about you, they care about your business. And, you know, if you've got people rallying behind you, get up off your butt and do something. And so that's what we do. And so that's probably the biggest thing that I've seen. The second biggest thing is just helping with all sorts of day-to-day things.
Yeah, that seems to be the key. You don't just go in and watch a PowerPoint presentation. You see something or talk about things that are have to do with your business. You network a lot. You've been involved in other groups. How is this group, how is this Peer Advisory Board, Renaissance Executive Forums, different from the other groups you've been in?
Well, like Dennis said, so many of the other groups are more of a networking type activity. You're getting together. You're just talking about your business. You never really delve into what's going on with your business. And the thing that I found that's very different about this is a trusted group of individuals. And what gets said inside the room doesn't leave the room. And you're able to come back together and talk about that the next month. The thing that I find that's so helpful for me is, and I don't do it because of this, but it's an added benefit, is that the members hold one another accountable. So if we talk about something the next month, then somebody in the group's going to say, okay, we talked about this with you last month. What are you doing? Or what have you done the last 30 days? And I think oftentimes as business owners, like Monique said, we work in the business. We don't work on the business. And that makes a huge, huge difference. This is part of working on the business.
Tori, talk a little bit about YSS. You know, you said that you guys do athletic apparel. And actually, you can take this also back to the forum in terms of what you've brought, what you feel like you've been able to bring to the forum. Because I know when it comes to your business, when it comes to YSS, you definitely are – you've separated yourself from so much of your competition because of specifically how you run your business, your manufacture here in the United States. Talk a little bit about what's different about YSS, and then also if there's anything you've been able to bring to the forum because of how different your business is and how special you run it.
Well, we are different in that we do manufacture all of our apparel here in the United States, and that is something that's different and unique. We have all of our processes take place under one roof, which is something else that's very different. So many of the people that are within our business industry, they farm a lot of stuff out. We don't do any of that. So we are providing good quality jobs for people in our community. As part of that, when I came to the group, Dennis had to convince me to come because this was an all male group. And I said, Dennis, what am I going to be able to add to this group? Really? And also these were individuals that had owned their companies for a long time. And I thought, I cannot possibly bring anything to this group. I'm going to be like a leech but that was so not the case. And that's been the unique thing about all of us coming together is that there are experiences that I've had that some of the other members have not had and vice versa. We have one company owner that is a very large company, and I've often sat there and thought, what could we help him with. And sure enough, a couple of months ago, he had a situation and he had, his heart got in the way of his head, and we were able, all of the members were able to help him. And that was so refreshing to all of us. And I recognized walking away from that meeting was the fact that we all are there to help one another. And it doesn't matter how big your business grows, you still need help.
We're talking with Tori Rose with You're So Special, or YSS Athletics. Tori, where do you see your business growing? What's the vision for YSS?
Well, we're so excited about what's going on. The last time I was here, we were in the incubator stages of working with one team dealer sporting goods store. And what we have done is, and this has taken off, so we're very excited. We have gone in and said to him, how would you like to have basically your own manufacturer of athletic apparel instead of ordering from these catalogs? So we're private labeling for him, and this has been just an awesome thing, because what it has done is it has grown his business in areas that he's never been able to grow in, and helped us as well, because we had additional capacity on our production floor. And so that's another entity that the peer advisor, we've been shaking that around. How do we need to do that? But we took this as just a one thing. Let's see how this works. Building a model around that, and it is becoming extremely successful. So
it seems like the peer advisory board, just to have that support behind you, you don't feel like you're on an island by yourself.
I think that's the case oftentimes with business owners, is that we feel like we're the only one that's ever experienced whatever. But sorry, we're not that special. We've all experienced some form or fashion of what another business owner has experienced, and they've made it through. They've made some good decisions, some bad decisions, or wrong decisions that have either helped them move along or brought them backwards. And that's something that your peer advisory group can help you with.
Tori, I've been sitting over here also thinking, you know, we had the nice sugarcoat comment. I was trying to think of some kind of, maybe you get all your issues all sewn up at the peer advisor. I don't know. That's best I could come up with in 2 minutes. But I wanted to let you focus on another thing. Obviously, you're known for your athletic apparel, and you're known for how great it is and how it just sets itself apart from all the other competitors out there. But you also talked a little bit about something before I want you to focus on again. You do more than just athletic apparel. Take a minute or two and just tell us about some of the other things that you know, because I'm in business for myself. I don't run around in athletic uniforms for my business, but there are some ways you can help business owners with things. So talk a little bit about the other apparel.
That is correct. We also do a line of corporate apparel that's also custom manufactured at our facility, such as t-shirts, custom manufactured polo shirts, so that we can have your logo not just embroidered on left chest, but actually dyed into the fabric. And so that has become extremely popular. Another thing that we've done that has been tremendous, and I think I talked about this the last time, was us working with SCAD, Savannah School of Art and Design in downtown Atlanta. And we were there on Tuesday to see the seniors' collection for the fashion design students. We were amazed. We were able to work with 9 or 10 of those students this past school year to see the product that these kids were able to produce, and we had a hand in that, has been phenomenal. As a result of that, we actually have one of their students that has made it pretty big, and we get to produce that product for her.
That is great. Now, Tori, do you have a storefront?
We do. We do and we don't. In that, we're in a business park, so we're somewhat isolated, but we do have walk-in traffic, but it's minimal.
Okay, so for those that want to find out more and about your company and look into your services, how would they do that?
Our store address is 2145 West Side Court, Snellville, 30078. Our website is www.yssathletics.com. And our phone number, 770-982-9913.
Tori Rose with You're So Special. Thank you so much. Now, Dennis, the thing that I've noticed with your members here and these other businesses is the passion that comes across, that they really believe in what you're doing.
Well, I would agree. In fact, I think the passion is one of the most important things that makes it work. I mean, these are all phenomenal members. And just to hit on a point that a couple of them have made, In fact, one of the points that Hank had made about the difference between the heart and the mind is that, said a little bit differently and similar to what Tori and Monique also said, is about perspective. And one of the strongest benefits that our members get is perspective. And what I mean by that specifically is it takes you out of your tunnel vision. And one of the things I say to members all along in pretty much any of our meetings is, to the extent you can look at your business from the standpoint of your customer or the marketplace at large, you will be significantly advantaged, because a lot of what the heart tells you is what you like to do, what you're comfortable with in your own comfort zone. But as Hank said, that doesn't necessarily mean that's what the public wants to buy. So to the extent you can understand what the public wants, what the customer wants, what the customer's specific needs are, it gets you out of a mindset of we sell widgets or we sell this or we sell that, and it gets you a much broader perspective where you think of it in terms of is we sell satisfaction, we sell results, we sell value to the customer. And whatever that result or that value or that satisfaction is will evolve over time. And you won't have that problem of getting locked into one product or one service by thinking of yourself as a product provider or a service provider with just one offering. You connect yourself to the customer's mindset and you focus on what they need, and you revolve and build your business around satisfying that customer.
All right, Dennis, great stuff. Thank you so much. Big thank you to all our guests, Dennis Daniels with Renaissance Executive Forums, Atlanta East, Chef Monique Powell with Elite Cuisines, Chef Hank Reed with HGR Culinary Engineers, and Tori Rose with Your So Special or YSS Athletics. Take your choice. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Stephen Julian,
I'm going to go sugarcoat a funnel cake.
Do that, Stephen.
Any advice on that, Mike?
No.
Enjoy.
Yes, I'm going to go have some funnel cakes myself. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.